arriving, remembering that for this next half hour or so, the intention is to be present with ourselves, to be with ourselves, to be aware. Of body, of mind, and to just coming into being present, kind of like you might as you met a friend after a while. How are you? How are you in this moment? It's taking in that. To align or acknowledge where you are in this moment as we begin. Maybe there's some scatteredness or fogginess. Maybe there's some emotion happening. Maybe the body is tense or at ease, just kind of in a general way taking in. How you are. And our purpose in being with ourselves to begin to understand, to learn about what's happening inside our bodies, our minds. That learning and understanding happens most easily when there can be some stability of that connection. To experience stability of mindfulness. And stability of mindfulness is supported by relaxation, a very natural condition as the body and mind relax. Let go of tension, of physical tension, of mental tension. Quite naturally, the capacity we have for awareness is available. So, opening to relaxation of body, relaxing the face, head, the neck, shoulders, arms, hands. Relaxing the chest and upper back. Stomach, abdomen. Middle and lower back, the hips. The legs, the feet. And maybe there can be a softening inside the body as well. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. The stomach, the intestines, maybe the inside of our abdominal cavity can soften. And perhaps too, the mind can relax. Setting aside, letting go of worries, concerns. Just for this time. For this next stretch of time, maybe our system can allow that there's no one to go, nowhere to go, no one you need to be. Very little to do. Giving yourself this gift of space and time to just be with this body and mind in this moment. This exploration of relaxing the body has been exploring our body with mindfulness, exploration of letting go of worries, concerns is also bringing awareness to the mind. Now, instead of kind of aiming to explore through the process of relaxation, letting go of that process and simply turning to what's here. Kind of like we did at the beginning with that taking inventory. How are you in this moment? But perhaps with a little bit more stability and capacity to meet what's here. Receiving how you are. You know, like we let our system show us what's happening. Rather than going out and trying to find or figure out how we are, settling back receiving the experience of body and mind. What's naturally, easily available to be received? What is showing up? What is asking to be seen? And can we hold that, receive that with a very soft, allowing heart and mind? In this form of receptive mindfulness, what is received, what is kind of asking to be seen, might change moment to moment. For a little while it might be hearing, another time, for another period of time, it might be some sensation in the body, maybe a mood, or even a thought. Can we remain aware of this flow or stream of changing experience? The attention shifting from one thing to another. Relaxation supports this receptivity. This receptive awareness is actually a fairly natural capacity of our minds. And the mind will wander, will drift into thinking and lose touch with this capacity to be present. At some point, that will be recognized. There'll be a recognition the mind has been wandering, that it's back, it's present. In that moment of remembering, mindfulness, remembering awareness, it can be useful to notice how you are in this moment again, taking stock. Inventory, how am I in this moment? Because when the mind has been wandering, there's often some conditions that have entered in and shaped our experience, conditioned something new. It might be tension, agitation, or some other state of body or mind has come in. And if that's the case, exploring relaxation again can be really helpful, taking some time to just remind yourself that the practice is supported through relaxation. And then opening up again to receiving what's here. And sometimes in that waking up, becoming aware again, it's possible that they'll actually be what will have been created, will be more ease and more relaxation. More calm. If there's not an automatic judgment around the fact of wandering, sometimes we can see that the mind has wandered into relaxation. And that can be useful to notice as the mindfulness returns, waking up into relaxation. That can support the awareness again. Receiving. What's here?